getting old and then...
Now you want, otherwise you won't be here or you won't search for anything.
Yeah, but I want to prevent it.
What do you mean?
Because when
you
I'm
are
getting
touching
old,
fire all the time and you say you don't want to be burnt. What are you doing? Playing with it all the time.
Till I need it.
When?
Yeah, that's the motto, that's the same old story, yeah.
Same old story.
Yeah. Every time when you speak about you have to be really thirsty, really hungry, and that hunger and thirst that will burn you or something like that, then I get afraid because I want to be a little bit hungry, a little bit thirsty, and then I want very quick something to drink or to eat. Because otherwise it doesn't look to me a very ideal, a nice situation. Painful and with a lot of hungry and thirst. So I feel that afraidness for it. I come here every day and that's to get every time a little bit, so I'm rather satisfied and I think I can go on like this. If I should stay away and really should try to stand on myself, you know. So then there is no entertainment at all, and maybe I get a lot of hungry or thirsty, real hungry, but I feel the afraidness for it. So it's better to have a kind of a father who is saying, well, you're not so positive, but anyway, you say something, you say things. What is easy for me? I'm the listener, and still you feed me, even if you don't tell such a feedful things. You don't say how to do it and what not to do and so on. Still, I feed myself. So that is the dishonest, is that a word? Dishonest. Yeah, of me, that I feel, but I prefer this situation. The other situation, I only can think about it when I read in your book what you did, and all the misery and pain and so on, I shouldn't think about it. I should like it much better that there was really a God in which you could trust, and when you should die, well, you should go to the arms of a God or something like that, and he should tell, come on, you are good in your life and now you can rest or something like that. That's what I should prefer, not this, that there is, well, I don't know, but you say that there is nothing and only myself, and I have to make it on my own. I don't like it so much.
Back to the church.
Yes, I would like to.
That's what I'm telling
every
you.
Every Sunday singing and so on. I never did, but I
Now you are going to go back to the church, that's all.
Yeah. I saw a film of Tibetan.
Comforting, it's very comforting.
Yes.
The church is very comforting.
Yeah, all the rituals and so on.
Yes. That's what I'm telling you all the time. Back to Christianity. Going to go back anyway.
No, no, it's too late.
You will not be happy there.
No, I know.
Even if you try, you will not be happy here. So what do we do about the situation?
Put a light on?
1 month there.
Come at the bay?
The light.
Systems, and then you could not refuse, of course. And I can tell you a situation that someone would.
Why? They don't have to hijack me. They'll go there willingly. And listen to them, that's all. I'll have nothing to say. Just sit there, listen.
On the stage.
They will never get together, you see, you can be sure.
In the beginning it's funny what you say, but afterwards I get really nervous.
It's bothering you, eh? 30 days you were there in the start and another 2 weeks here or 1 week, I don't know how long. And then you want to come to India, that's too much. She wants to come to India and 3 months, oh my God, that's asking. You're courting disaster. You don't think so?
What is disaster? A ramp? Yeah, maybe. Well, we'll see.
We'll see. You can't stay away, you know.
No, I know.
You are in trouble. Can't leave it and then...
To visit a certain relationship of mine, which is very strange person. This boy has been in 3 mad houses, but he's not mad. He only communicates in a very strange way. In a very, well, immoral way, for example. If I sit with him in a tram in southern Amsterdam, and he sees three very distinguished ladies, he just shoots at them like I can't imitate it. let me put it this way, I've I have a certain feeling about certain people that I know. That they get out of the set code of behavior of society, and people label them as fools or something. But somehow I have a feeling that they are not crazy at all. They are kind of they are not enlightened or whatever. They haven't gone beyond, but they are also not foolish. I according to my personal feeling, I felt even more sane than most people I know. But you can hardly talk with them. Like, I think that everyone of us has this inner dialogue that you talked about, but they actually talk in themselves while they are with other people. And then they are very associative, I don't know whether it's the right word in English, associative. Their behavior is like collage.
Yeah.
It is very, very, very direct often, also sometimes very cynical, very sarcastic. And somehow I very much believe in direct contact with people, and I think contact that there is to be had with you is enough for me to can be with words or cannot be without words, can be without words as well. But at the same time, I think such people, I talk about these people, maybe can you picture them? Could you, do you have any idea how they could be, how they would be? Or is it just...
hair's breadth difference between him and me.
Has to be.
Hair's breadth difference between the so-called insane and sane people. And the rest are normal. There are only three categories of people. The so-called insane, the so-called normal, and the so-called sane. This is my sane.
Yeah.
And I don't forget about sanes. And see, the insane man thinks that he is sane and everybody else is insane.
Mm-hmm. This is also what he says that sometimes if he is in a aggressive mood, he says to everyone...
No, if you don't accept him, he becomes violent. That's all. We turn them into violence.
Mm-hmm.
We are responsible. You see, they have given up. They're not interested in fitting themselves into the framework of the society, they have given up, you see. So we push them and to fit into that framework of ours, which we consider to be the perfect one. And so they think that they are the only sane people and the rest of the world is insane. And the so-called normal man thinks that he is not normal, he must be something else. This is what everybody is trying, you see. He's not satisfied with himself. So he wants to become something else, you know. That's the only difference between the two.
And the third category is the
same person. Same person, yes. Very rarely you come across who is neither indulging in hallucinations nor living in a world of illusions. He's neither this nor that, you see. He's just what he is.
You mean people exist in that way, living in that way?
Sane people.
No, the third... Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can be sane if you don't want to change yourself into anything else. If you don't want...
I mean people exist who don't want to change?
Yes, sure.
Oh, yes?
You can be that one.
So people who don't want to change, people who don't care about things.
Do you or do you not want a change?
What?
Do you or do you not want a change in you?
No,
you do.
I want to change.
Do? Yeah.
You know, I was talking about the third
category. So you are not a normal person.
No, I know. But I wonder...
No, I don't mean you, you see. Anybody who wants to be something different
is
not a normal person. Is he?
Yes.
So we call them all normal people in this world, you see. We have a psychological norm established. These are the behavior patterns of a normal man. So you're all the time interested in changing yourself into something else.
Yes, me.
So you are, that applies to everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody, you see. So that is why you are dissatisfied with yourself.
Yes, but what about the third category?
Forget about the third category. Now these two.
Yes, but you said that there also are
the third one is the sane person. That's the only sane person who does not live in illusions,
yes,
the world of illusions.
But people who are not enlightened, can they belong to the third category?
Forget it. I'm not talking about the enlightened. You are talking about the enlightened. For me, there is no enlightened person at all.
No, I know, but you know, I have to talk.
Forget about the enlightened.
Okay.
Forget about the enlightened.
Yeah, then it is impossible to...
It's simple. It simplifies the matter very much.
Is
why
it?
You are dissatisfied with yourself. That
I
is
know it.
No, you see, we have to put it on a personal level and not talk
yes,
in generalities.
Yeah.
You may not like, you see, my pushing you into that situation.
No.
That is very important. Otherwise, there is no point in talking. You know, why do you want to be something different? All the time.
Yes, well, that's clear.
Yes.
That's clear. I know it, but, you know, we talked about it already. But I see that there's no use to talk about the third category, otherwise I should do my best, for instance, to belong to the third category. But I wonder if there are people...
Don't bother about that, whether there are...
It is natural for a human being not to change, not to want to change himself. Is that natural for a human
No, you
being?
See, that is all right. You want to bring about a change in you. You want to change one thing. And at the same time, you don't want to change.
But that's natural.
Not natural, that is the neurotic situation.
But a human being is neurotic, isn't it?
Yes, a neurotic, yes.
So you can say that
so
it's
it is
natural?
The culture, no, it is the culture that is responsible for the creation of neurosis in the individual, wanting two things at the same time. Greed is natural, jealousy is natural, ambition is natural. You understand?
Yes.
So the culture says, you see, don't be greedy.
Yeah.
Don't be ambitious.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Violence is natural. Don't be violent, this culture says. Because violence always disturbs the status quo. Continuity is all that the culture is interested in, the society is interested in. So it has created these two things for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So culture is responsible for that.
But a human being is always concerned with
concern.
Culture.
So you see, that is why you want to change.
Yes.
All the time. But yet, you see, something there doesn't want any change. Tomorrow, you see, 10 years hence you want this. You see, you know, whatever you want. But not today.
No.
So you don't want a change.
Yeah, strange.
Hmm? Very strange, isn't it?
Mm.
You want two things at the same time.
Yeah.
So the other thing doesn't exist, that's all that I'm saying.
Mm.
Hmm?
See, yeah.
The goal which the society has placed before you is just an idea, but this is reality, your greed is a reality. If you are not greedy, that means you are sick, you are a sick person, you are not a healthy person.
Yeah.
So the society has turned you into a sick person.
Yeah.
Hmm? Unhealthy situation, this one. Don't rebel against the society, that is too silly, you see. You know, all the mad people gather together and they think that's the only real world. You're not going to change anything there.
Mm.
So you should be ambitious, you see. If there is no ambition, you are finished. You have no place in this world.
Mm.
You know, if the society tolerates for some reason or the other, you can survive. So these are the essential things for your survival in this world. And at the same time, the same culture says that you should not be greedy, that you should not be ambitious, that you should be kind, that you should be this, that you should be that. Don't you see? Hmm? So you are not greedy actually, see, because you see that The ideal that is placed before you is responsible for your misery. So that is false. As far as you are concerned, that is false.
Mm.
And that is not only false, but it is falsifying you. You are pretending something that which you are not. Basically you are that. I don't know. So you are suffering. That's a very healthy thing, you see, you know.
Yes, maybe because of this, but more and more when I'm sitting here with you, I feel the dishonest in myself. It's such a stupid feeling.
Right.
Well, that I'm sitting here, but in fact I feel that it is it's really just entertainment. Really, I mean it.
No, it is not that. You may think that it is an entertainment. No.
No, but it feels like something is...
Ah, so it is not just entertainment. It is not just an entertainment as you think it is. No, not at all. It's bothering you.
It's bothering you.
She would like this to be, see, on the level of entertainment. You are trying to keep it on that level, but no. It is hitting you all the time. Not, see, the dishonesty of yourself, not what I am saying.
Yes, but you know, I like it that it will stay entertainment because...
Yes, you would like that, you see.
When you say that it is only adding and that it is worse and that it doesn't help me and that it could make me cuckoo, then I hope that it is just entertainment. And
you hope, but you don't think it is.
No, for that reason I am afraid.
Yeah.
But still I don't stay away because it's the same.
Try it, you see. You can't stay away.
No.
Then that will create a problem for you. Wanting to stay away, you see, will be more painful than coming here.
Mm.
Not that I want you to come here, I don't care whether you are here.
No, I know.
Whether I don't, if I don't see, you know. I am not your savior anyway. So, if I don't see you, it's all right with me.
I sometimes think about sickness, and I'm afraid, very afraid to get sick. Maybe cancer, or I don't know.
No.
But, you know, in earlier days I thought, well, okay, if I get it, then I should be strong and make something of it, spiritual, something like that. Because I thought when your body is going down, my spirit shall go up, something like that. But you say, oh, just romantic stuff. It's finished. It makes me so afraid that because, yeah, you know why. You know why, what I want to say. And everybody...
No, I don't know what you're going to say. Come on, say it.
Well, if there is nothing what you call romantical, if there is nothing what's higher than just a sick body or a dying body, and it's dying from now on...
It is not that... It's not a sick body. What's the sick body?
No, but when you're sick, for instance.
That, so why do you bother about when you are sick? You see, when you are sick, you
yes.
can handle that problem then. Don't bother about it now.
Yes, but... So I think, before I get it, something like that, I want to be in my mind strong. You know, I want to know it so that I can sick or I don't know what. And then I can say, well, I don't care, you know. because I know something else. But there is nothing else, and that's the thing that's disillusioned. That's difficult for me.
You want to be prepared for cancer?
Well, or something like that.
Something like that, no.
Yeah.
You have no chance of getting cancer, no, don't bother.
I remember that in earlier days I always was praying when I was from 2 years old. It gave me such a good feeling, eh? But now nothing remains.
No, can't pray. We are in trouble.
Yeah.
Good lady.
So that's it. Back I wonder how it
you can't pray time. Now, you see, that's the problem now. You have created a very awkward situation for yourself. You can't go back to prayer, try
no,
it.
I know.
You can't
no.
go back to prayer at no. all. It's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? So then what do we do?
Playing football. Yeah.
And then.
Do you support the idea?
Then the fellow says that it's not a 10 football court. What do you do then? Sorry.
But do you support the idea that thought creates reality, that the environmental reality is created first by the mental reality?
Yes, yes. The whole world is a creation of you. You don't know anything about the world.
So instead of praying, it would be just setting your thought pattern in a certain way.
That's all. But sometimes prayers work, you see, not because there is anything to the prayer,
mm-hmm.
but your desires have that tremendous momentum, you see, the power.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes your desires are fulfilled, you know, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Your own desire, not that somebody else is rewarding you for your prayer or anything. It's not always the case, you see. So, but anyway, it's our prayer is out, Margaret. Don't try any. So you have to find out something else.
Yeah, but in an empty shop it is difficult to find something, eh?
Hmm?
In an empty shop it is very difficult to find
yes,
something.
Yes, that's why I'm standing outside the doors of the shop. I'm not opening it. I say there are no goods here to sell. Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. I have no goods here in the shop. It's empty. It's what I'm telling you. You say there is something there, I know. What am I to do? That is true. Either my shop is empty, you see, there is nothing to sell here. And you say, I have some goods. I say, I don't have any goods to sell. You say, there it is, you say. Hmm? Don't push, you see, these similes to the logical conclusion. And they become ridiculous. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it at that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're recording all this.
He's always surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. It's a waste of tape. 30 cassettes, what are you going to do with it? I talk for 45 minutes? Huh? Good. Well.
It's very strange, eh? As long as the period that I know what I want, I will be here, I'm sure, because I don't know where to go else. Then every
what
time
do you want? You have not answered my
no,
question.
No,
what do you want? Tell me.
Yes, but as long as I don't know it, then every time I ask some questions, and they're all silly because I don't know it. The time that I know it, I will not be with you anymore. That's so
you know.
Strange, eh?
You know what you want.
No, I don't know.
No?
No.
No, you know what you want, in a way.
Yeah, in a way.
Yes. All the wants are the same. You know.
Yes, I know what you mean by really wanting, when you're totally hungry and totally thirsty. And then you don't fill up such a little bit hungry with food and such a little bit thirsty with something all the time. That's what we do now. So I know what you mean. I can't say anything about it.
It's not burning you, the hunger.
No, not at all.
The thirst is not burning you. You are satisfied with the crumbs that people throw at you, you see. You take some What? What are you asking?
I said, do you understand that if you know something nice for me, then you tell me instead of you. But,
I understand.
Yes, yes. Huh?
There's a woman in America who gets very explicit teachings from the spirits or disembodied being. What value, how is this possible, and what value does it have? You afraid about it?
Yes, the Seth you are talking about is a Jain somebody, huh? I have heard about that, huh?
Jain Roberts.
Roberts, yes. Seth or something, yeah.
What's he doing?
Hmm. Maybe some kind
of... Oh, yeah.
Seth Speck.
Oh, yeah.
But what makes you think that they are not her own?
Because
why you give credence to... why attribute whatever she is saying to some... I don't know what some... something other, and that she is the medium for. And I know a lot of people, the auto writing, medium spirits talking through them, and all that kind of a thing.
If it's herself, it becomes even more strange because she talks about things she does know nothing about. And, well, she's very creative, you know, but in lots of ways in which she is not in the.
But you see, you forget one thing, that all the store of information is there in you too, you know. In some cases, you see, there is a leakage somewhere, you know, so it is flowing through them. Sometimes it is organized, sometimes it is disorganized, it comes, it flows through, that's what, it's there locked up in you too. You don't have to attribute it to some spirit that is talking through you, you see. They feel that they are possessed by something because they themselves don't know how this is happening, you know. I have known a person who is just an ordinary housewife and she is not even educated. And she calls this auto-writing, you see. She doesn't speak but she writes. And during the course of 10-15 years, she has filled up a room twice the size of this room with her writings, you know. And all kinds of abstract things, which she is not capable of that, you know. And poetry and so many things. And metaphysics, and then see her advice to the people, and then, you know, about the future of the people, and then medicines, all kinds of things, you see. She came to see me once. She happens to be my cousin, you see. And she doesn't call them any spirit or something, you see. And she didn't know what to call it, but she called it, so automatically the instructions came pouring to her, you see. And through that, some of those instructions were in the nature of training her, you know. Yoga, meditation, and breathing exercises, and she practiced everything that the instructor, I don't know whatever, the instructions we call them. And there came a stage where the instructor, I put it in quote and unquote, advised that lady, you see, my cousin, so we have done the best that we can do. But there is one man there who happens to be your cousin. He is the one who can put you on the right path from now on. And she said, that's the one person I don't want to see, because she had everything against me. She felt that I deserted my wife, neglected my children. She was in a way responsible for my marriage, and she felt so hurt, and she didn't want to have anything to do with me, you see. So that's the one person I will not see. The instructions came day after day, day after day. If you want any spiritual progress, further progress, you have to go there. We have done the best that we can do. And she finally came to see me, you see, and I said, you see, she wanted initiation from me, you know. See, I have been guided by the force within me to get the final initiation from you. I said, that is something which I can't do for you or for anybody. So go back to to the force that has sent you to me. And then they persisted, you know. And she came back again, and I sent her back. See, I don't believe in any initiation or anything. You have to free yourself from the force of instructions that have been pushing you in this direction. There is no more steps to take, and there is no question of anybody initiating you or any such thing. I don't know what happened afterwards. You see, she calls it auto-writing, you know. Something like that, you see, these the mediums are possessed by some overwhelming power. And they talk about things which they are incapable of otherwise, you know. That I have seen, you see, in different cases, but there is nothing to it as far as I am concerned. They may not even be aware of the fact how, you see, the whole thing is coming out of them. They attribute it to some spirit or attribute it to some power, something that is pushing them in the direction. But I personally don't attach any importance to it. You know, I don't call it a hallucination or self-deception or self-delusion, but the totality of man's experiences is part of you, you know. So when once the frontiers are not there, all that is flushed out of your system. You see, it's thrown out of your system. And then what you call consciousness becomes so pure that nothing can touch it afterwards, nothing can contaminate it. It remains untouched by anything. Even if you throw some filth in that, even that filth cannot touch that anymore. So there is nothing to it as far as I am concerned. I have heard about it. I read a review of the book somewhere. I know very vaguely about not only that lady, but also others. So I don't think I have much to say on that subject. There is nothing to it as far as I am concerned. That is attributed to some spirit, you see, possessing them, or that they are the particular individual is a medium, and all that kind of a thing. I was altogether on a different line, you see, you know. I was not interested in anybody giving me a helping hand. You know, that was my makeup, my temperament, you see. You know, I suspected any offer that anybody promised, you know, the help, both in the secular as well as the spiritual fields, you know. So I got, I learned very little from others, precious little, practically nothing from others, you know. So I struggled and tried things by for myself and by myself and rejected everything because nothing worked with me, you know. So I never believed in anything, never believed in anything, you know. So my temperament was completely different from the very beginning. So that's why I say the whole thing is genetically controlled. So you were struggling, you were wanting to do something, achieving something, no chance at all. The one basic thing in the whole situation is to free yourself from the burden of it all. That's all. You know? The burden of the culture that is imposed on us. Not that you become anti-social or go about destroying everything, burning the libraries and tearing up the idols, destroying the temples and churches. It's not that, you see. So the dependence on that is really the problem for man, you know. Except the things that are functional in value, most of the culture is absurd. It's false. So that falsifies the individuals. You also become false. So we all live false lives. It's because of that, because of the culture, the impact, influence of culture on man's thinking. Religion is part of that. The whole culture has come out of religious thinking of man. So when once you are freed from the burden of the whole thing, you are back again in your primeval and primitive state of consciousness. But at the same time you are not primitive, that's the only thing. Consciousness is back in its the natural way, it's functioning, that's all. Is the word consciousness in within the quotation marks, you know. So that is something which cannot be achieved through you, say, through any effort of yours, at all. If that luck is there, I use the word luck because you cannot understand why this happens to a particular individual. Not that he is specially blessed or specially chosen by some power in this world. There is no other power there. Whatever power there is, that power is in you too. It's not that you are specially chosen for any purpose, but it just happens, you know. That's all. And that has no value for the society. It has no social content at all. So actually, to put it that way is misleading because it sounds strange when I say that individual is the end product of the evolution. So that man's nature has finished that with that individual. Nature has no use for that individual because he cannot produce one like him, either physically or otherwise. Physically it is important for the process of evolution because it's interested in keeping the thing going. So it has perfected that, you see, perfected the body, perfected everything. It has no use for it at all. So as long as the momentum is there, it stays there and then it withers away. That's the end of it. So you cannot turn that into a model.
and use it for changing, bringing about a change either in you or the world.